help me understand what it means then to have an organization that thinks not only about rheumatological conditions, but also about the allergy and immunology components.
And that's a question we get a lot. What does allergy have to do with rheumatoid arthritis or any of these other conditions? And I would say that we really are in a very, very small group of rheumatology programs that are comprehensive as we are. And so it is not common to have allergy and immunology in the same division with the rheumatologists. And what I would say about that is it gives us a completely broad, one end to the other, look at the immune system. We have physicians and trainees who know not just about the rheumatology side, but also about the allergy and immunology side. And the tie really is the immune system. And different parts of the immune system are involved in different types of these conditions. Now, one way to perhaps look at this is we take care of people with immunodeficiencies. That is, for whatever reason, their body does not produce the antibodies that we need to fight infections and other types of invasions. And so those people frequently get infections. The thing that we would sort of not understand would be, well, if they don't have all those antibodies, and those antibodies cause autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, how is it that people with immunodeficiencies get these other conditions? A wonderful mystery. And so when you're able to follow those people and realize that people with immunodeficiencies have autoimmune conditions, it really turns everything that we think about upside down on its head, and it really broadens your perspective. And so you have to learn about these conditions and think about them in a unified, holistic way.